from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense speaks out on Afghanistan.
I don't put timelines on wars. It's that simple. War is a fundamentally unpredictable phenomenon.
NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the alliance has filled nearly three-fourths of the gaps in requirements for their mission in the war-torn country.
We still have a few gaps, and nations are stepping up. We've filled 70% of those gaps right now, and I'm very, very optimistic that based on what I heard here, we'll be filling the rest.
NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg said 15 nations have already pledged additional contributions to Resolute Support Mission. That's the NATO mission to Afghanistan. And further announcements from other nations were expected. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of Islamic State group announced a self-declared caliphate. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend.
Over the course of these past 2 years, a coalition of more than 60 nations has united to defeat ISIL. We have conducted tens of thousands of precision strikes to support Iraqi operations. We've trained and equipped more than 54,000 Iraqi forces. And we supported our Iraqi partners as they fought to liberate their country.
Militants blew up the 850-year-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. Fighting continued today in Mosul, but members of special forces fighting militants in the city told VOA they believe they'll be in control of the old city, the Islamic State stronghold, by Friday or Saturday. This is VOA News. The United States is hours away from implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. Senior administration officials Thursday outlined how consular officials should proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The new rules will be implemented at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 2000 Universal Time on Thursday. Anyone in transit to the U.S. with travel scheduled before July the 6th will be allowed to enter. U.S. President Donald Trump will have his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Group of 20 summit next week in Hamburg, Germany, according to his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Mr. McMaster would not say at a White House media briefing Thursday whether the two leaders will discuss Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election when they meet on the sidelines of the summit. A Moscow court has convicted five people for the murder of the Russian opposition leader, Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government and was especially critical of Moscow's support for Ukrainian separatists. He was shot dead late at night in 2015 as he walked across a bridge near the Kremlin. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf was back in Washington today, and he said not all who might have been questioned during the trial were in fact cross-examined.
The head of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, actually face questioning over this, but there was no real attempt to have Kadyrov answer any questions in regard to this trial. But of course, there are many suspicions about Kadyrov because of previous statements that he's made in the press, including praising the man who was found guilty today.
The five men, all Chechens, were allegedly promised cash for carrying out the assassination. New research suggests that the ability of children in Africa to perform well in school could be dramatically improved through the provision of basic malaria education and treatment. Henry Ridgewell has more for VOA.
Most malaria prevention programs focus on the under fives. Many older school children continue to harbor malaria parasites without displaying any symptoms of the disease. Left untreated, the child's health often deteriorates, says lead researcher Dr. Sean Clark of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
The malaria parasites destroy the red blood cells, and as a consequence of that, you get chronic anemia in children.
Aid workers say preventing anemia in Malian schoolgirls is particularly important because of high teenage marriage and pregnancy rates. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.